Welcome back to Optimized Airway. I'm Kirsten Trevisan, registered dental hygienist and certified myofunctional therapist. I want to start today with something that's been sitting in my inbox, because over the last few months, the single most common message I get is some version of this. I love patient care, but I don't think I can do another 20 years of this. I'm looking into real estate. I'm looking into nursing. I'm looking into anything else. And every time I read one of those, I feel two things at once. The first is complete understanding. I have been exactly there. The second is a kind of ache, because I know that a lot of those hygienists are about to walk away from a license, a scope, a patient base, and a decade of clinical judgment that took real work to build. And I don't think most of them actually want to leave hygiene. I think they want to leave the narrow version of hygiene they were handed on day one. That's what today is about. When I ask hygienists what they're running from, almost nobody says, I hate teeth. Nobody says, I hate my patients. What they say is, I'm doing the same appointment on repeat. My body hurts. I have no say in anything. I feel like a cleaning service, not a clinician. I'm capped. There is nowhere for me to go. Notice that not one of those is about clinical care. Every single one is about scope, autonomy, and ceiling. Those are three different problems, and none of them are solved by changing professions. They're solved by changing what you're allowed to do inside the one you already have. Because here's the thing about leaving: real estate has a ceiling problem too. Sales has an autonomy problem too. Every profession has the same three complaints when you're at the bottom of it. And if you leave, you are at the bottom of it again. You'd be starting from zero with a decade of experience that doesn't transfer. Now, I want to be careful here, because there's a version of this argument that's manipulative, and I don't want to make it. I'm not saying you invested too much to leave. That's the sunk cost fallacy, and it traps people in careers that genuinely aren't right for them. If hygiene is truly not for you, go. Sincerely. Go and don't feel bad about it. What I'm saying is different. I'm saying, before you conclude that hygiene isn't for you, make sure you've actually seen hygiene. Because most of us have only ever seen one room of a very large house. We were trained in the prophy, the perio chart, the fluoride, the recall, and that's real and it matters. But it is one room. It isn't the house. Airway is another room. Myofunctional therapy is another room. Screening a five-year-old for a restricted tongue and changing the trajectory of their facial growth is another room. Sitting with a 42-year-old who has been told for a decade that they're just a bad sleeper, and being the first clinician who connects the scalloped tongue and the worn incisals and the morning headaches, that's another room. You don't have to sell the house because you're tired of one room. Hygienists tend to think about career change in two directions. Lateral. Go be a hygienist somewhere else, a different office, a different city, specialty practice. Vertical, go back to school, become a dentist, become a therapist, become an educator. Lateral usually doesn't fix it, because you bring the same scope with you. Vertical usually feels impossible because it means years and tuition, and for a lot of us, a family that can't absorb either. There's a third direction almost nobody talks about, and it's the one I took. Go deeper where you already are. Add a specialty inside your existing license, same profession, same chair, radically different work. It costs weeks, not years. And in most provinces and states, airway screening and myofunctional therapy sit comfortably inside what an RDH can already do. You're not fighting for scope you don't have. You're using scope you've never been shown. Let me get concrete, because expand your scope is a nice phrase and a useless instruction. Here are the four shapes I see this take in real life. One, you stay exactly where you are and change what happens in your appointments. No new job, no conversation with your boss about restructuring anything. You add a 90-second airway screen to your recall. You start noticing. You start referring. Your appointments become clinical again, because you're actually thinking, this is the version that costs you nothing. And honestly, it's the version that saved my sanity first before it ever changed my income. Two, the hybrid. You keep your clinical days and you build myo into the practice as a service. your office bills for it, you deliver it, and you become the person in the building who does something nobody else can do. That changes your negotiating position more than any raise conversation you've ever had. 3, the one day a week, you keep 4 clinical days and you carve out one day for myo patients, often at a different rate, sometimes at a different location. This is the most common path I see for hygienists with families because it doesn't require you to bet the mortgage on anything. 4, you own it, independent myofunctional practice. This is the biggest leap, and it isn't for everyone, but it exists, and hygienists are doing it, and it is a real business with real margins and no chairside production quota attached to it. 4 shapes. Every one of them keeps your license, your seniority, and the 10 years you already put in. Not one of them requires you to start over. Here's the part I want to be really clear about, because I think this is where people freeze. You do not have to decide today whether you're going to become a myofunctional therapist. That's a big decision, and it deserves more than a podcast episode. What you can decide today is whether you want to spend 1 hour finding out whether this work lights you up. That's genuinely how it started for me. Not a 5-year plan, 1 course, 1 weekend, 1, I've been missing this in every patient I've seen for years. And that feeling, the feeling of being interested again, is the actual signal, not the income projection, not the business model. Just, does this make me want to look closer at my next patient? If the answer is yes, the path is there and it's well lit. If the answer is no, you've spent an hour and you've ruled something out honestly, which is worth a lot more than another year of wondering. So here's what I want to leave you with. Wanting something different is not disloyalty to your profession. It's not proof you chose wrong. It's usually proof that you've outgrown the version of the job you were given. And the healthy response to outgrowing something is to grow, not to leave. You are not stuck between another 25 years of this and throw it all away. That's a false choice, and it's the one I nearly made. There is a middle road where you keep everything you've built and change almost everything about how it feels. If you want to see what that first hour looks like, the 1-hour CE course is at optimizedairway.com. CE course, and the code podcast20 takes 20% off. And if you're already past the is this interesting stage and into how do I actually do this, the full certification is at optimizedairway.com OAE certification. Whatever you decide, please don't make the decision from exhaustion. Make it from information. I'll see you next Tuesday.